A constitutional bench of the Supreme Court resumed hearing on Monday a set of review pleas against the apex court's ruling that had declared the Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf eligible for reserved seats, live streaming the proceedings for the first time since the passage of the 26th constitutional amendment. In its short order, dated July 24, 2024, 8 out of 13 judges ruled that 39 out of 80 members. Supreme Court Judge Justice Jamal Khan Mandakhale has said that the presiding officers and returning officers have failed to perform their duties in accordance with law and constitution during February 2024 general election. Whether the Supreme Court should shut its eyes, he further asked Makhum Ali Khan, who challenged the July 12 order on behalf of certain women. 11-member bench of the apex court led by Justice Aminuddin Khan is hearing review petitions against July 12 order wherein it was held that PTI is entitled to get reserved seats. However, the SC order is yet to implement. Interestingly, six judges, including the author of the majority decision, are not part of this larger bench. Justice Shahid Bilal and Justice Musarraf Halali wondered as how reserved seats were given to PTI when they were not party neither before Election Commission of Pakistan nor Peshawar High Court. Justice Aminuddin Khan says it is admitted fact that all PTI-backed returned candidates have joined Sunni Ittehad Council which do not contest the general elections. Makhum says that all judges were unanimous that reserved seats could not be allocated to Sikh as it did not contest the general elections. He also said that once reserved seats were allocated to certain individuals by ECP then same could not be called in question through quo warranto jurisdiction. He said that election disputes could be challenged under Article 225 of the Constitution. He also questioned the majority decision to exercise jurisdiction under Article 187 to allocate seats to PTI. He said that SC has limited jurisdiction under Article 185 of Constitution. Makhum has completed his arguments. Surprisingly, counsels for PMLN and ECP have adopted his arguments. The hearing of the case is adjourned until tomorrow, when Sikh counsel Faisal Siddiqui will start his arguments.